Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And as I was praying about what the Lord would have me share, I've just thought about some of the great and intense needs that some of UCM partners have shared in recent letters, that God's people are going through a lot of heavy and fierce battles. But no matter how difficult the times are, beloved, we can encourage ourselves in the Lord. After years of experiencing God's faithfulness, what did David say in Psalm 37:25? He said, "I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." I know there are many that are going through some very difficult times financially. And also another area I sense that's been very hard for some of you listening is that in the area of relationships. And God wants to bring healing and restoration in our relationships with our family and loved ones. You know, there are so many that the devil has isolated and alienated through hurt and misunderstanding. And God wants to move to repair the breach. And He'll do that through you and me. Isaiah 58:12 says, "And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." Among its meaning, the Hebrew word for foundations carries with it the sense of to be settled, to take counsel together. The hour we're living in is so very late. You know, we don't know how much more time we have. The way prophecy is being fulfilled, the way end time events are shaping up, you know, I believe with all my heart that God wants us to do everything in our power to bring reconciliation whenever it's possible. He wants unforgiveness and He wants hurts to be settled, if you will, just like that Hebrew word foundations, to settle, to have those misunderstandings settled in love and respect for one another. And I believe through humility and honest counsel and communication together, differences can be resolved. The Word says we're to live in peace with all men as much as it is possible. Doesn't the Word say that they'll know that we are Christians by our love? Amen. So, beloved, there's just so many things that I know I feel in the Spirit are just bombarding you today, and I just want to take some time to minister and pray with you. If whatever you're going through right now, God wants to touch you. Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the privilege we have of gathering together during this time where you can minister the word of the Lord to us, where you can touch our spirits, where we can be encouraged. And Lord, you see every listener. You see those that are really struggling right now. You see those who are heartsick and heartbroken in terms of relationships with family, with loved ones. Father, with the authority you've given us, I take authority over that work of the enemy. And Lord, I rebuke it in Jesus' name and release healing and reconciliation for your glory. Father, give your beloved the wisdom they need, what they need to do, what to say, what not to say. Lord, that they can be used in this way to bring reconciliation and restoration. And Lord, those that are struggling in financial ways, Father, it is your will to meet all of our needs according according to your riches and glory. Lord, you want to provide a home. You want to provide good food, shelter, the things that we stand in need of. And so, Lord, I ask you to move. There are some that, you know, they're homeless. They're living in their cars. God, I'm asking for a miracle that you will undertake and open jobs, open employment, open the things that they need, Father, that the basic necessities of life shall be provided in the wonderful and mighty name of Jesus. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I go to prepare the way before you, to make straight the crooked paths, to break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Those held captive by the enemy shall be set free, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. My beloved, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Arise and put on your beautiful garments. Put on your strength and glorify me. For I am come to bring deliverance, and I'm come to bring redemption, says the Mighty One of Israel. Beloved, I would have you to understand that you and I are on a journey together. On that day that you first said yes to me, I took your hand and began to lead you on a path that the world knows not of. At times the way was dark, the path before you was obscured, and you could not see your direction clearly. There were hazards and dangers all around. Others tried to get you to leave that path that you were walking on. And there were those days that you felt so all alone. But in all those times and in all those places, I was with you, says the Lord. The enemy sought to destroy you, but I said, touch not mine anointed. I set my angels to minister to you when you were weak and weary in your journey. I myself comforted you with my love. Now, my child, we begin a new phase in our journey together. It will not be as in days past. I will bind up your wounds, and that which has been broken, I shall heal. We shall walk together, side by side, with your hand in mine, and you shall feel my presence surround you. I will protect you and keep you from all harm. Your feet shall walk in a plain path, an even path, and I will hold your hand tightly and lead you on an upward path to the mountain of your Lord. You will see and understand the good that I have planned for you and why I have led you in this fashion. I give to you a hope and a future. I speak to you of your spiritual walk, for there are heights and vistas that your eyes have never beheld. Your eyes shall see the land that is very far off, and you shall behold the King in his beauty. Rest and rejoice in the knowledge of my words to you this day, for they shall be peace to your soul and fire in your bones. Only believe, for nothing, I say nothing, shall be impossible to him that believeth. Come, let us begin this journey together, says your Lord. There's a scripture I'd like to share with you found in Psalm 84 and 3. And there the Lord says, the sparrow hath found a house, and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts. Praise God. And as I've been sensing in the Spirit the last several weeks, that there's been just a brooding of the Holy Spirit over our lives. I've just sensed that. And, you know, to every appearance, your circumstances may not be changing, or in fact, they might even seem to be getting worse. And sometimes it's so hard to understand why God seems so silent. You know, in that night of despair, when it's all dark around us, we cry out, why art thou so far from helping me? That's Psalm 22 and 1. And of course, we understand, we know what the word says. We know that God is not cold or he's not indifferent to our needs, but prayers just seem to go unanswered. And our faith is challenged to arise above those doubts and fears. What can we do? Well, the answer lies in patiently waiting upon God. And that is not, it's an easy thing to say, but it's another thing to truly do it. And also we need to just not only patiently wait, but to trust him as well as praise him for deliverance. Beloved brother and sister, you may not see anything happening at all right now in your life, but God is brooding over you and over those things that you've committed to Him. He knows the past, the present, and the future. He has a perfect time. You know, it didn't tell Habakkuk the vision is for an appointed time. So in these lives that we live, there's times, as it were, of divine silence. You know, it's lovely when we can hear that divine melody, heavenly melody, leading us on and refreshing us and encouraging us. But when it's quiet, sometimes it's very hard. But in those times of silence, He's covering you to bring forth new life. I read recently that a mother bird preparing to bring forth life never sings. What does she do? She broods. She lays on those eggs. She incubates the eggs in her nest. She covers and protects them with the warmth of her body until it's time for her young to hatch. And the Lord knows, you know, for every bird. In fact, it's amazing. He's got a precise time for every species of bird for the young to finally break those eggs and come on forth. And beloved, that reminds me of Psalm 91, that beautiful psalm. It says, as you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, the Lord Himself promises to cover you with His feathers. And verse 4 says, under His wings shalt thou trust. In the beginning of creation, Genesis tells us, before the earth had form, the Spirit of God sat or brooded upon the waters, and He moved upon the face of the deep. And beloved, He is moving upon those deep places in your spirit where only He can touch to answer the very things you've asked of Him. So we must be enlarged, and we have to be prepared to receive those greater blessings. That's why He tells us not to be discouraged because of the hardness of the way. Beloved, He is with you, and He will never leave you, nor forsake you, nor fail you. And that's something delightful to hold on to. Praise God. Well, I see my time has flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write and become part of my spiritual family. I have in my hand a letter from a brother writing from San Francisco, and they're going through a difficult time. But he says, Pastor Judith, thank you for your letters and messages. They're powerful and clear. I always feel better after seeing them, and I'd be able to look with a fresh perspective at my problems. Thank you for your prayers, a brother writing from San Francisco. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining me, and I invite you to tune in next time as we share the good things of the Lord. God bless you. I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, make God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.